This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslima kathira thumma ma ba'd. Our dua of the Quran today is from Surah Al-Mumtahana. Surah Al-Mumtahana, chapter 60, ayah number 4 and number 5. Surah Al-Mumtahana, or Al-Mumtahina, it's more of like it's the statements of test, like testing the belief of people. In Surah Al-Mumtahina, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the surah speaking about, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tattakhidu aduwi wa aduwakum awliya, tulquna ilayhim bil mawadda. O you who believe, don't take my enemy and your enemy as your allies. And you show them mawadda, which means you show them love, you show them courtesy and so on. He said, don't do that to them. And he spoke about how people, sometimes they try to sell themselves out to their enemies just to seek pleasure with them instead of pleasure with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they eventually, they come after you and they will harass you and they will hurt you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he gave us an example in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. قال الله تبارك وتعالى قد كانت لكم أسوة حسنة في إبراهيم والذين معه. You already have an excellent example in Ibrahim and those with him. إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ. When they said to the people, we totally disassociate ourselves from you and shun whatever idols you worship besides Allah. We reject you. Very clear statement, Jama'ah. Allah, unfortunately, a lot of Muslims today, they don't do that anymore. Especially even Muslim countries. So we reject you. As a matter of fact, even before I came, subhanAllah, I saw a video about some non-Muslims boasting about specific practices and specific behavior. Now they're finally able to do in some of the, Muslim countries, being so close to the haram even. Like they're boasting about that now they're able to do this, unfortunately. So قال الله تبارك وتعالى قال قد برت البغضاء من أفواههم. No, he said, قال كفرنا بكم وبدأ بين وبينكم عداوة والبغضاء أبدا حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده. Like we reject you and we disassociate ourselves from you and being with you. And there is that sense of ولاء and براء, which means there are boundaries of love and hate for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, until you believe in Allah and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa qawla Ibrahim. Allah made an exception in that, which is basically a temporary exception here. Illa qawla Ibrahim li abihi la astaghfiranna lak. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Ibrahim alayhi salam to seek forgiveness for his father. Although his father was what? Was not a believer. He wasn't a believer. As a matter of fact, he was even threatening Ibrahim, if you just not stop preaching what you preach, I'm going to stone you, I'm going to throw rocks at you. But Ibrahim asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permission to seek forgiveness, for his father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted him and allowed him, but then later on, Allah told him, that's enough. You're not going to seek forgiveness from him anymore. قال لا استغفر لك وما املك لك من الله من شيء. I don't control Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will if he will forgive you or otherwise. ربنا عليك توكلنا. Our Lord, in you we trust. وإليك أنبنا. And to you we always turn. وإليك المصير. And to you is the final return. This is kind of like delegating your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under these difficult circumstances of persecution, for example. No matter how much you try, at the end of the day, Ya Allah, we put our trust in you. We know that our return is going to be to you. So Ya Allah, take care of our affairs. And then they made the dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Our Lord, do not subject us to the persecution of the disbelievers. Forgive us, our Lord. You alone are truly the Almighty, All-Wise. You see what happened in Gaza, Jama, right? Do you see how these people behave? Unbelievable. They're like the hostility, the enmity, the hatred. كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى قال قد برت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر. Like the hatred and this animosity is so evident in their words and their speech. They're not even hiding it. On an official level, on a personal level. From adults to children, Allah musta'an. Men, women, their hatred, it's the vile language that comes from their mouth against the believers, against the innocent people, subhanAllah, is unbelievable. قال الله وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر. What their hearts are hiding is even worse. Like if their words are so vile and so horrible, can you imagine what intentions they have against the believers? Now, this is not just subhanAllah in the situation like in Gaza, may Allah make it easy for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. It's almost everywhere. Look what's happened to our brothers in China. What's happened to the believers in India nowadays. And everywhere, subhanAllah. Allah musta'an. The threat is real, Jama'ah. The threat is real. So seeking protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this injustice, from the oppressors, is definitely needed. That's what the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam قال, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Ya Allah, do not subject us to the persecution of the disbelievers. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا. Ya Allah, forgive us, our Lord. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Alone, you are truly the Almighty, All-Wise. You're Almighty because you can stop this, and you're All-Wise because you're allowing it. We know there is wisdom for you to allow this, but we know that with your might and your power, you can stop that. But you're allowing it out of wisdom, and basically we ask Allah to help us understand the hikmah and the wisdom behind that. It's hard and difficult in these circumstances really to try to make sense of what's happening, but we try our best to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rely on His power, the Almighty, to stop this injustice from ever happening. So that was to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his time. To us today, or for us today, قال الله تعالى, the ayah afterwards, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There you shall find a good example for you in them. Like we made them example for you. Meaning you need to follow them. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ. For the one who يَرْجُ اللَّهَ, which means fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have hope in Allah azza wa jal, and have hope for the on the final day to be among the successful ones. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And whoever turns whoever stands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be self-sufficient, praiseworthy. Like if you turn to Allah, Allah will be enough for you. But you're going to have to do it and do it sincerely and genuinely from the heart. So that was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the believers at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil and the vile of the oppressors, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to make the dua, inshallah, azza wa jal. رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته واجعلهم من الفائزين. ربي انصرني على القوم المفسدين. ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي. ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم. واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين.